and Def Leppard Monday night at Friendly Fenway. And Wiggy, of course, has a one-person boycott going on on New Journey.
And I hate it. Because Journey has so many bangers. Like, if Journey was there, if Steve Perry Journey was there, I would have been there all night.
Just close your eyes.
Can't do it, man.
That's all you have to do.
No, it feels like...
You'll think it's Steve Perry. It's very simple.
I feel like... It feels like you're cheating or something.
No, you're not cheating.
Yes,
No, you're not cheating on
Old Journey. I feel like I'm not being, you know...
Why, though? They're still touring.
Yeah, but it's not like... It's not Steve Perry Journey.
There is a Taylor Swift impersonator performing at Canobie Lake Park right now. Mm. I may go see her, because she looks pretty talented.
You're not going to go there. You're not going to do that.
She looks very talented.
You're not driving to New Hampshire to see a Taylor Swift impersonator, are you?
I might.
No.
You're obsessed. That's a sickness.
I want to support her. She seems like, I mean, she really puts on a show.
Well, but see,
sure, and the backup dancers, too.
Sure, but Taylor Swift's still alive. Like, so you can go and see an actual Taylor Swift concert. Mm-hmm. I feel like with Steve Perry, obviously, he's still alive and great, and, you know, hopefully he's in great health. Love the man. I feel like as a fan of his... I am turning my back on him.
A lot of people agree with you. Like, I'm looking at the Twitch chat, and U.S. Marine Corps 1990 says, I've said it before, but I feel the same way as Wiggy on this. It's actually cheating.
Greg, you
did Jackson get a winner, by the way? Jackson, did you get a winner?
No, you have to do the read first.
Well, I told people to call when they heard the song.
Yeah, we still have to do the read. That's why I told you.
I know. What are you talking about?
This one has a sponsor to it. It has to be red.
I know. But what does that have to do with getting the winner?
Because I told him to wait to open the phone lines until you did the read.
Did I not say that when you heard Journey be the ninth caller?
That's why I said when we come back right away, do the read.
That's not how the contest works.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why you're getting all aggressive.
I'm not getting aggressive.
Yes, you are. You were just very aggressive.
I'm not aggressive at all.
You have to do the read first.
No, you asked why. I was defending
the idea.
The idea
is when we say, when you hear Journey be the ninth caller, you then have to take the ninth caller. Then the person does the read, which involves the sponsor, as they are congratulating the winner.
That's some good radio.
You worked in radio a lot longer than me. I'm just.
Have I?
Yes. What? No. I don't know why you're getting so mad at me.
You were so wildly aggressive there.
I wasn't aggressive at all, Greg.
Yes, you were.
Zero aggression from me.
Yes, I replay your audio.
I will. There's zero aggression from me. I'm speaking the same way I always speak.
Replay your audio.
Oh gosh,
you went into slim shiny mode. Immediately.
No, if I was in slim shiny mode, I would have made some bad joke. Like, it's not.
That was pulling back the curtain.
Yeah,
Courtney, right. I just
and he gave you so many compliments today, Shine.
I know. Did I not?
Yeah.
Complimenting the kid. It was very encouraging.
It was maybe one compliment too many.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. I think you may have gone overboard.
Yes. Courtney, tomorrow, just while this is our safe space, pretzel sticks look good at the Tipsy Seagull. They also have a buffalo chicken dip that looks lovely.
Oh, I'm very excited for both of those.
I love a good buffalo chicken dip.
Love a
Me
good
too.
But,
yeah.
What do you? But not the chips in it. I prefer bread.
See, you like the
really?
Pita bread?
Yes, I like pita.
I don't mind the pita bread. I'll take the chips. I
don't mind
whatever
it, but
it
the
is.
Chips I think are better.
Like what?
More of a crunch than a pita bread.
Like a nacho chip?
A nacho chip, or I once brought in those dippers from Trader Joe's. I
corn
think are delicious.
Dippers, phenomenal.
Corn dippers.
Yeah.
Listen, if it's buffalo chicken dip, it doesn't matter. I put my hand there and scoop it up. But I just wanted to, I was going to say this about the Journey thing, and I was going to ask you, because you're a huge Bruce Springsteen fan, right?
So would I go see if the E Street Band was without Bruce? Yeah. No,
with
I wouldn't.
A guy who sounded
Bruce. No, you're right, I wouldn't.
Right, yeah. And that's how I feel about the Journey.
Yeah.
he sounds like Bruce, but it's not Bruce.
All right, did Jackson get a winner yet? It seems very difficult to organize.
Yeah.
Does he have a winner? Okay, there's Steve. Hold on, Steve, I think. Steve, hello.
Hello, Greg, what's up?
Steve, congratulations. You have won tickets to go see Journey and Def Leppard on Monday night. And those tickets are thanks to Shaw's and Star Market perfecting the art of fresh. All right?
Good job right there.
Organic.
Any concern about going because it will be cheating on Steve Perry?
No, I hear Wiggy's complaints all the time, but no issues whatsoever.
Okay. All right. Very good. Hang on. And we have, I believe, another pair of tickets to give away this morning for Metallica, which we will do before the show ends, if that's okay, with Wolfman Jack over there.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was fine.
Is that okay?
Hey,
I may conduct the giveaway the way I want to, if that's okay.
Hey, Greg, I've only ever done a giveaway one way on this show, so you want to do it on this station? So you want to do it your way, you do it your way. Your name's on the show.
Oh, I want to go under the chair.
So the purpose...
I just don't want to get yelled at. That's
so all. The purpose of Greg saying... Hey, be the ninth caller
when you hear the Journey song. What do you think it was?
Keeps you around.
Huh?
Keeps you around.
Yeah.
For...
You think it might keep people listening for the song?
Well, yeah. That's I understand. That's the point of doing that instead of teasing the time.
I mean,
but there's
yeah.
still a read that needs to get done. That's
how you do it. It's mother's milk.
Yeah. There you go.
And we never even really got to the read, and we still got a caller.
Right.
So what well, we should have gotten it the first time.
Correct.
Yeah,
because it keeps the listener around saying, "Oh, I want to go see." So I don't know when Journey's coming up, but I gotta be listening. Oh, I heard Journey, ninth caller.
Yes, Wiggy.
Then you get the winner, and then you tie in the.
That's how you do it.
Sponsorship.
You throw the sponsor in right at the end. They love it. Mm-hmm. That's where they want to be. Mm-hmm. They want to be there for the giveaway, not the pimp before it.
Preach.
Am I right?
You're right.
Sounds like
you're
right. Now we know.
Jeez. Chimes that one kid in the class that says, nah, teacher, you're not right.
I literally didn't say he wasn't right.
Also, Curtis, when you give the weather, please don't give the current temperature. That is outdated.
Hey, you guys aren't the ones that, or at least not Greg, yes, but the other ones aren't the ones that have to go have conversations with Ken after shows and stuff. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to, you know, I'm just trying to do my job. That's all.
Now Ken's in this.
Just trying to do my job.
This is what you just say yes, Ken, no problem, and then do what you want to do.
Right. Oh, see, I like Ken. I don't want to make him mad at me.
But just, he'll be fine.
Now you're lying.
Previous bosses, that's exactly what I would have done.
Just say, Ken, you know what? You're right. Appreciate it. Might have made a mistake there. Boom, and go back to doing whatever you want to do.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, I don't like always having to apologize, Greg. You know, just trying to be a good employee. That's all.
Oh, my.
Trying to do my job. As Bill Belichick always told us.
All right, so coming up. As long as it's okay with Dave Maynard, we will talk to...
I don't get that reference. Nice one.
we will talk to Matt Ryan, who is at Fenway Park for the 10th anniversary of the Ice Bucket
Challenge. Can I ask a question, Greg?
Because
I know my limitations, which are vast. What is the best comeback song that we could play where Matt might not get it, but it would be funny for the audience?
We could play something from the Atlanta Rhythm section, perhaps.
Love it.
Wiggy would probably like that. Come Back by the Jay Giles Band. What about that?
Love it. Boston-based, I believe.
Yes, we could do that. I mean, I'm sure Matt Ryan at this point is okay with talking about what happened.
I think he's okay with talking about it.
You don't think he is?
Yeah.
It's been years.
That keeps him up at night.
If you were Matt Ryan, would you ever be able to go a day without thinking about that?
No. You know how many Raiders players, former players that I bump into?
And they're still thinking about the snowball?
Oh, yes.
Where do you bump into them?
Just like out and about.
In Boston?
No, not in Boston.
That's when he's out and about.
Yeah, like if I'm...
When he's for them streets.
Yeah, if I'm in Atlanta or something, there's a lot of players that live in Atlanta.
I mean, I guess probably it's still... I mean, it's frustrating, but he had an illustrious career. I mean, but that...
Right, but you never forget that. What did Brady always say? The losses stick with you longer than the wins or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you never forget that. And that's a game that everybody and their mama watching that game going... How the hell did Atlanta lose that? It was the Super Bowl.
I'm guessing that Arthur Blank probably doesn't walk down on the sidelines prior to the end of regulation or overtime at this point. I mean, he probably thinks about it.
That's
got to
sting.
Is he the best BC athlete, Courtney, all
Matt
time?
Ryan ever?
Yeah.
Ooh. What about Doug Flutie?
No.
I mean, I think Luke Kuechly's up there. I think his career was cut short
because of
concussions. Like, if he was healthy, I think Luke Kuechly would have been.
I mean, I guess maybe football wise, Luke Kuechly's the best defensive player. Matt Ryan's the best offensive player. I don't know.
Well, how many? I guess the question.
Brian Jonta.
I guess the question is how many former BC Eagles, football, basketball, other sports, because Matt Ryan, we believe, will be a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
Could be.
So you would put it into those terms, like how many of those guys are Hall of Famers?
We don't. Speaking of former Raiders, we don't take ownership of Romanowski anymore.
Zay Flowers will be somebody who we'll talk about.
Are there Hall of Famers right now that like you think are like BC Eagle players that are like huge?
I don't think there's any BC football player in the Hall of Fame. Hockey, probably somebody. Yeah. But best basketball player, Troy Bell.
Yeah, but you got to look at what was his
Billy
career.
Curley.
Yeah, well, but what was their careers like? Their careers weren't like Matt Ryan's.
Yeah, Matt Ryan's probably the best, most decorated BC athlete.
Right, because he was good in college. Did he win a Heisman?
No, he should have.
Right, good in college, and it looks like he's going to be a Hall of Famer for the National Football League. So I guess if you look at it, that's why I asked how many former BC Eagles are in sports Hall of Fames that you could be like, oh, he was really good.
I mean, Yuka Agbaye, he was a baller. But yeah.
Reggie Jackson?
The real Reggie Jackson went to BC, you that.
The baseball player?
No. Basketball.
Well, you said the real Reggie.
Justin Simmons.
Ninko says, I just got a text from Ninko saying we should do Joe Esposito. You're the best. From Karate Kid.
I love it.
As a rejoin for Matt Ryan. So maybe we can. All right. Well, Matt Ryan will join us soon. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Gresh and Fourier. Weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank. The Sox take the final game in 10 innings and the series against the Mariners. Last night, score 3-2. Brian Baio went 6 1/3, giving up 2 runs on 7 hits while striking out 7. The boys are off tonight before heading to Texas to take on the Rangers tomorrow. Devon Godchow got his deal done. The Pats and Godchow agreed to a 2-year contract extension worth up to $21 million. The deal includes $16.5 mil guaranteed. We are still waiting on Matt Judon. The USA men's basketball team took care of South Sudan yesterday with Jason Tatum taking the court as a starter. Final score 103-84. Tatum scored 4 points, adding 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a block in the win. Medal count this morning. The U.S. still leads overall medals with 31, while China leads gold with 11. And Northeastern Savings Bank is the leading big bank alternative for families and businesses in Massachusetts. Upgrade to a local partner. Upgrade to Northeastern Savings Bank, member FDIC and DIF. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It will shortly be 80 degrees. Is that okay, Shine?
I have no comment.
The high this afternoon is 91.